Good morning, Boker Tov. I want to thank Elliot Allswang, who has generously sponsored Cup of Joe for the year in memory of his beloved mother, Marilyn Allswang. Eisenberg is neshama. Should please God have an aliyah. We're on page Kufay in Test 179, literally the last couple of pages, to the point that we have to start thinking about what we're going to be learning next. And Rav Pinkus has been driving home this point, which we've been talking about for several weeks, or in fact several months. The idea that we have the opportunity and privilege each week to have an audience with the Almighty, and we neglect that opportunity by walking in and starting to think about what we're going to talk about only once we get there, if we actually even think about it there. Sometimes we walk out of davening. You ever have the experience walking out of davening and not being able to even recall one moment of davening? You close the sitter and you don't even remember saying one word. You take three steps backwards and you say, did I really just say the whole Amida? I remember bowing at the beginning and now I'm taking three steps back and I don't remember anything that happened in between. And that's natural, it's understandable. Almost everybody goes through it. It's impossible to have the highest level of tefillah at each opportunity, and yet we should feel this sense of a lost opportunity because each tefillah is unique. Each one is on its own. We're different at every moment. The day is different. Rav Volbi in his Alei Shor describes davening. He says he remembers sitting on a train in Europe and the train is moving through the countryside. And when you look outside, if the train is going through a forest or through the countryside, the scenery looks very similar for hours on end of the train ride. However, every moment of looking out the window, you're really looking at something different. So even on the one hand, it looks similar, it's a similar scenery, but as the train progresses, you've missed the scene from a moment ago. And if you're not looking, then you're missing. And he says that's davening. Life is moving forward like a train, probably faster than a speeding train. And though life seems similar, one day blends into the next, 1 week, 1 month blends into the next, it all feels the same and similar, but each moment, in fact, is precious. Who we are, what's happening in our lives, what's happening in the world, how we feel, every moment in isolation is unique. And therefore presents its unique opportunity to daven and connect with Hashem. And if we bow in the beginning and take three steps back at the end and don't even remember doing anything in between, we have missed an opportunity. We've neglected what could be the chance of a lifetime to be able to talk to the Borei Olam, to talk to the Ribono Shel Olam, who can and is the solution to all of our problems. For us, it's so challenging. We daven day in and day out, three times a day, to get ourselves in that space, in that place, to be able to be mindful and set aside everything. It's hard. Life is moving at such a pace, mincha blends into shacharis, marav blends into mincha. Especially the way we daven mincha marav, essentially back to back, with maybe a dvar Torah in between. I daven over the summer when I'm visiting my in-laws in New York. I won't say the name of it, but there's a minyan, which is a very interesting minyan. This is being recorded, isn't it? It's an interesting place. Anyway, the bottom line is they daven mincha marav, and there were days over the summer where mincha marav back to back in combination were 13 minutes. It was, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, but when your bima is a pool table and so on, they've institutionalized not saying tachanun. Tachanun's not in the sitter. But my point is, so when you daven mincha, how could your shmona esrei be meaningful when you're davening two shmona esreis back to back within 10 minutes every night? So in the ideal world, you're davening mincha, then part of your day goes on, marav is reflecting on your day. Even the way we do it with the Dvar Torah in between is challenging. So for us, as Rav Pinkus, our davening is blending one into the other. Sometimes when we're on the way, when we're out about in life, it suddenly dawns on us. Pitom. Suddenly we have this realization. Ah, I didn't daven mincha. I got daven mincha. Have you ever had, it's among the worst experiences, you're undressed, you brush your teeth, you're in bed, you're about to pass out, and you go, oh my God, I didn't daven marav. And that's a real test. Do you get dressed? Do you daven in your pajamas? What does that marav look like? It's probably not among your top 10 maravs of your life. Not exactly ne'ila. So in those moments of pitom, where suddenly and out of nowhere you realize you didn't daven, Kacha tfilos be'emes bo'os aleinu pit'om. U'memelu she'ein b'chipazun b'behala. The truth is, there's very little difference, if you think about it, between that Marav, 1 a.m, you got back, you landed, you forgot, you took off, you know, you just flew back from somewhere, you're in bed, you're about to pass out, you realize, oh, I didn't daven Marav. And you think, wow, that's really not a very impressive Marav. But the truth is, it's not that much less impressive than your typical Marav. There wasn't that much less preparation, anticipation that went into that Marav than our typical Marav. So we have to realize that in every tefillah, this is what we've been driving home every week, not we, Rav Pinkus, that you got to set aside time before that davening to think about, what do I want to achieve and accomplish in this davening? What will I express gratitude for? What's my agenda? What will I ask for? What am I trying to accomplish in this conversation? You know, I think it's so healthy to look at your Outlook, Google Calendar, whatever you use, your little pocket calendar. Look at it before you go into Shacharis. On the one hand, you'll say, well, that's a distraction. Now I'm going to be totally distracted and thinking about all the things in my day. How am I going to daven b'kavana when I'm looking and reading and thinking about all the things on my calendar that day? But I would argue, it's great while you're davening to be thinking about all the things in my day. I need his help. The meeting, the travel, the place, the investment, the counseling, whatever I'm undergoing that day, I'm looking at my schedule, that's my Shacharis. Mincha Marav, I think about what happened in my day. I'm reflective. I'm appreciative. Of a Misragel HaHachana, says Rav Pinkus, somebody who accustoms themselves to prepare. Afa Pishim Yitzarecha Be'emesi Madrega Gedolah Ma'od B'Tfilah. It's a very lofty level in davening to walk in prepared. Vavodah Kosha Lagia Ileha. And a very difficult level to achieve. Of a Me'idachim in Advarim HaNiknim Be'Hergel. But you know what? This is something, like almost everything. There's a lot of research, you can Google it, which tells us what percentage of our daily lives is the result of habits that we formed. Right? Whether you were early on time or late to the 7:45 minyan this morning was probably pre-programmed several years ago, maybe the day that you came out of your mother's womb. Right? The habits that we form. Are we a timely person? Are we early? Are we late? Do we fly off the handle? Are we patient? Do we, so many aspects, components, I think it's as high as 70% of our day that we think that we have autonomy and that we think that we are choosing beings has already been pre-programmed based on the habits that we formed. Will you eat a healthy breakfast? Will you eat a sugary cereal? Will you do this? Will you do that? Whatever the choices you think that you're making a choice, and to a degree we are making choices, so much has been pre-programmed through the habits that we formed. Says Rav Pinkus, having an attitude of preparing for davening can be a habit that we form. Right? The beauty of that research, the conclusion of that research, that up to 70% of our day is the result of habits we formed. You know what the beauty is? If you form the right habits, 70% of your day is going to go in a way that you could be proud. If you could form the habit to be on time, if you could form the habit to eat well, if you could form the habit not to speak Lashon Hara, if you could form the habit to be patient, if you could form the habit, if you could form the right habits, so much of your day you're not struggling, that too is the result of habit, which is a wonderful thing. So you're not going to have dreams, you're not going to be struggling and grappling. If you could create the habit to be prepared for davening, then that's no longer a struggle. You could take it off the struggle list. Now it simply becomes the pattern of your behavior. So, you're right. If you have the wrong habits, you're always running late into davening and getting your tefillin on, catching up. You haven't given one second of thought to what you're going to say. You're checking your phone, which is buzzing and beeping and vibrating. So then you can say, Rabbi, davening doesn't do anything for me. I struggle in davening. It's too fast. The environment. I don't know what the point is. I give up. If you have the bad habits, then you're already deep in the red before it even began. You have several strikes against you. What are the chances you're going to be moved by it? But if you form the right habits, you have several strikes in your favor, then you've positioned yourself for a much greater chance and a much greater likelihood than it can possibly work out. So Mirtz Hashem will actually finish up the Sefer next week. If anyone has suggestions or votes or proposals about where we go from here, I'm all ears. And again, thanks to Elliot Allswang for sponsoring. Have a great week.